This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/SXMPodcast and use code SXMPodcast for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/SXMPodcast and use code SXMPodcast at checkout.
Off the ball, GAA.
What am I supposed to do? Like, what's wrong with throwing it up and palming it above? It's a striking motion. Now, Ryan is saying Limerick are throwing it all the time. Every team is throwing the ball. Every team is throwing the ball. Like, you know what I mean?
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll be hearing from Arna Slot as Liverpool are on the cusp of their 20th league title. We'll get the latest from the League of Ireland as Bohemians look to make it three wins in a row. They welcome St. Pat's across the Liffey for a Dublin derby. And after Jamie Vardy announced his departure from Leicester at the end of this season, we'll hear from his manager, Ruud van Nistelrooy, on where he could be ending up next. But first to Merseyside, and after Arsenal's 2-2 draw with Crystal Palace on Wednesday night, Liverpool only need a point at home to Tottenham on Sunday to secure the Premier League title. Liverpool are 12 points ahead of Arsenal with a game less played, and despite the title race being long over, manager Arne Slot isn't getting drawn into the narrative that the league was somewhat weaker this season.
That everybody can have his own opinion. And the nice thing in life is that if you have your opinion, or in life, in the parts of the world where we live in, if you have your opinion, you can share it with everyone. And that's a very positive thing to have in a country, that everyone can have his opinion. And yeah, as long as that opinion comes from his idea and not from another reason, but you might have a different opinion. That's the nice thing about the world we are living in, that everybody can have his opinion.
What's your opinion on
that? Difficult, because I'm only here for a year, so I can only tell you what I've experienced this season. And I think it's never been as exciting for top four, top five finish. The years before, it was quite clear which clubs would probably get the first three or four positions. It's never been as hard to end up top four, top five in the Premier League. That, in my opinion, is a real difficult league. Because that's what I've experienced over here. It's never been an easy game. It's always been very hard to win a game of football. But maybe that tells you something about us. Although we're not the only team in this league who finds it hard to win a game of football by a margin of three or four goals, and that was maybe easier 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago. So either the teams are not so good anymore, the Liverpools, the Cities, and the Arsenals, or we are still very good, but the other teams have the funds to spend just as much, or in some situations even more, than Arsenal, City and Liverpool.
There have been a few reports during the rounds that a clause in Darwin Núñez's contract means Liverpool will have to pay €5 million to his former club Benfica if the Uruguay forward starts another game for the Reds. According to Portuguese newspaper Abola, Benfica inserted multiple clauses into the contract when they agreed to sell Núñez to the Merseyside club. Achievable clauses within the contract suggest that €75 million deal had the potential to reach €100 million. Reports suggest Benfica have already received €10 million in add-ons, including €5 million when Núñez made 10 starts in the Premier League and another when he reached 35 starts in the Premier League and Champions League. If Núñez starts 60 games in both competitions, he's currently on 59, the report says, it will cost Liverpool another €5 million, which would take the total Liverpool have paid to €90 million. Núñez hasn't started for Liverpool since February, but Slot says he doesn't believe everything he reads in the media.
Do you always believe what journalists say?
Always.
Not always. No, me neither. Sometimes you should, but sometimes it's better not to believe everything that is written about players. So it's completely new to me. And I've said many times that I'm working at a club here where it's really nice to work. So mainly sports directors are judged by the players they bring in. For me, it's very important to have and I have that with Richard. So the last thing he would do, as I expect working with him for 10 months, is tell me if you play him, it would cost us this much, and if you play that, he would never, never, never do. So I don't even think if it's true or yes or no, because we never talk about that. He never interferes with a lineup. So it might be true, but if a journalist says it, we have to. How do you say that? We have to balance this if it's true or not? Or nah, you know what I mean.
And remember, you can hear live and exclusive commentary of Liverpool's game at Tottenham on Sunday with Nathan Murphy and Brian Kerr on Off the Ball Sunday and News Talk and the Off the Ball app. Newcastle manager Eddie Howe has returned to work following a stay in hospital. Howe was diagnosed with pneumonia earlier this month after being admitted to hospital having felt unwell for a number of days, but he's now back overseeing matters at the training ground. Assistant manager Jason Tindall and fellow coach Graeme Jones took charge of Newcastle in Howe's absence. They're fifth in the Premier League and they face Ipswich at St James's Park on Saturday.
Taking the ball out of the air is Kasper Schmeichel. Is the left back Fuchs and the ball in behind Damian Vanni. It's 11. It's heaven for Jamie Vardy. Hold the back page, hold the front page, and Leicester player has smashed the record.
Jamie Vardy says he may be 38, but he still has the desire and ambition to achieve much more. The Leicester striker, who's leaving at the end of the season, is four games away from his 500th appearance for the recently relegated Premier League club. Manager Ruud van Nistelrooy hasn't revealed where Vardy wants to play next.
For him, it's a time to reflect. The way I had the conversation with him, of course, together with his family, making a decision on his future, where to play, because he wants to carry on playing, and that's as far as it went.
Manchester City go in search of their only shot of a trophy this season on Sunday. City take on Nottingham Forest at Wembley, who themselves are looking to return to the FA Cup final for the first time since 1991. Kevin De Bruyne has hinted this week he could stay in England beyond the end of his current City contract, which expires this summer. Speaking ahead of the game on Sunday, Bernardo Silva says De Bruyne is the greatest player in the history of the club.
We knew about the possibility, about the decision. I personally knew like 2 days before it, so it wasn't that long.
Yeah.
It was tough. It was tough for us because for me personally, it was 8 years together. For a lot of us, it was a long time with him. And so a little bit of the soul of this team is going. It's sad. It's sad for us. We wanted him to stay with us. We wanted him to keep going. It is what it is. And Kevin will definitely go. No disrespect to the others, but for me, he's the best player in the history of the club. So the only thing that we can say to him is thank you and wish him all the best. All the best. We're sad he's going. We didn't want him to go. It is what it is.
And as someone who's seen the best midfielders in the world close in, you've seen him day in, day out. What makes him so special?
I think it's final third. Final third, he sees things that other players don't see, but especially he tries things that other players wouldn't dare to try. And you need those kind of special players that do things that no one expects in your team if you want to go for the big trophies. And he was one of the main reasons why we achieved so much in the last eight seasons mainly, yeah.
Now to a huge night of domestic action in the League of Ireland Premier Division. Shamrock Rovers host champions Shelburne at Tallaght Stadium. It's a meeting of third against fourth. Rovers suffered late setbacks twice last Easter weekend. Joe Redmond's header earned a point for St Pat's and Inchicore on Friday before Reece Brennan's injury time winner for Bohemians saw Stephen Bradley's side take just 1 point from six. And defender and captain Roberto Lopez says last week just wasn't good enough.
Yeah, 100%. Look, it wasn't good enough for us. We had we got a really good lead in the game and threw it away. Yeah, so we're a bit disappointed with how the game ended. I just think we started making silly mistakes. We probably downed our levels, which was really disappointing. Like they say, like you don't have to play well, but you can't throw away a lead like that. And I think we know internally what went wrong, and we're looking to rectify that as quick as possible.
Rovers are set to be the next club to sell a future star internationally. Winger Victor Osimhuna is the subject of reported interest from Arsenal as the club look for a transfer fee north of €2 million, which would break the record set by Mason Mealy's move to Tottenham. Rovers boss Stephen Bradley said yesterday 100% the interest is genuine. The discussions that these clubs are having with Stephen McPhail are right down the line. This isn't a phone call of how's things. It's right down the line financials. So there is serious stuff. Stephen McPhail's job is to take a fee to the board that is agreed, and I'd imagine it's not too far away, and then it's up to Victor. His representatives and family will decide where he feels right to go. Speaking of Mason Mealy, he says he's looking forward to another Dublin derby tonight. The Ireland under 21 international has 2 goals so far to his name this season, and with fellow marksman Aidan Keane still out, the St. Pat's frontman is looking for a positive result tonight away to Bohemians.
Yeah, look, the Dublin derbies are a bit more special, I think, especially playing in the big ones against Rovers and Bowers and Shells. Big, big games they are, but yeah, there's a little bit of more buzz, I think, off, especially from their away fans, and their home fans bring a lot. So, yeah, look, I'm buzzing to play another one tomorrow, can we? Yeah, look, that's the goal, to win the game. I think we've prepared well for the game. We've had a good few days, to be fair, but now, yeah, look, be a good game against Bowers. They're up to it. They said they got a good win on the weekend, but we're ready to go.
Bohemians captain Keith Buckley is looking for consistency from his side as Bows go in search of a third win in a row. Rhys Brennan's late winner last week away to Shamrock Rovers sent the fans into delirium, but Buckley knows they need to back that result up with another good performance tonight in front of an expectant Daly Mount Park crowd.
Yeah, look, we've 2-2 now. You know, a good sign of a good team is, can you go 3-3? You know, back to back. You need to. Like, yeah, we did enjoy Sunday. We enjoyed it there at the moment. And then once you leave that stadium, then you got to focus, you know, because Pat's done us over out in Tallow 3-0, so we have a little bit of a chip on the shoulder for that. But, you know, with the last 25, 30 minutes in the game, we actually played over like, the whole game, I thought we were okay, to be fair. But the last third, you know, that bit of energy, the bit of passion, the bit of belief that we can show, like, if we start the game off like that and we get the fans on, so you see what happens. The noise of that place, you know, I haven't had a smile like that in my face for a while, like, so hopefully we can start the game well and then create that good atmosphere again in Daly Mount.
Elsewhere in the league tonight, leaders Drogheda United travel west to take on Galway United. Derry City make the long trip south to take on Waterford, who are still without a manager. All of tonight's games kick off at 7:45, and remember, you can listen to live and exclusive commentary of Shamrock Rovers and Shelburne live on Off the Ball and News Talk from 7 o'clock this evening. And if you want to have your say on tonight's action, you can join Cameron Hill, Johnny Ward and Shane Keegan on League of Ireland late night from 10 o'clock on X Spaces. And Barcelona will be without striker Robert Lewandowski and defender Alejandro Balde for the Copa del Rey final against Real Madrid on Saturday. Both players are sidelined with hamstring injuries sustained earlier this month. Neither has been included in Hansi Flick's 22-man squad for the cup final. Goalkeeper Marc-Andre ter Stegen, however, has been named in that squad. It's for the first time since he was sidelined with a serious knee injury in September. The 32-year-old underwent surgery on a patella tendon rupture and had been expected to miss the rest of the season, but he indicated that he had returned to training at the beginning of April and said he was hungry to play again soon. October signing Wojciech Szczesny has been Flick's first-choice goalkeeper since January. The Copa del Rey final kicks off at 9 o'clock on Saturday night in Seville. And that is about it for today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back on Monday with reaction to all the weekend's biggest football stories.
Take a detour from the ordinary.
Owen, it's finally here. Your 10-part documentary, Diverted.
Took a long time.
It's time to get diverted.
This has taken too long, but finally glad that it's here.
Join Owen Shane as he brings you the conversations you didn't know you needed to hear.
It's like the content version of your eyes being bigger than your belly, or whenever it comes to food.
From the unexpected to the unforgettable, Diverted explores it all.
For some reason, I've decided to hitchhike through Argentina.
Irlanda.
Holanda.
Irlanda.
Irlanda.
Irlanda. See.
Available for free on all Off the Ball channels. Divert it on Off the Ball.